Well, if you wondered what the next election might be fought over, well, wonder no more.
The most reckless political position taken by a national leader in 15 years. Mr Speaker, we will be holding him to account for that.
That's the Prime Minister Julia Gillard responding to Tony Abbott's pledge yesterday to repeal a carbon tax if elected. The election, not due until August the 2013, will be a referendum on whether Australia has a carbon tax, a price on carbon. Greg Hunt is the Shadow Minister for Climate Change. He joined you in Canberra. Greg Hunt, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
A coalition government would repeal a carbon price. Easier said than done, isn't it?
No, the business of the Parliament on a day-to-day basis is to make or break taxes. Taxes are created, taxes are removed, and in fact it's much less complex to deal with this, and particularly when there was no mandate at the last election, there was an express rejection of a carbon tax by the Prime Minister, absolutely clear and express, and when people understand that that means electricity, petrol and gas prices going up by $300, 6.5 cents a litre and $150 respectively, I think there will be a very strong groundswell if it ever gets to that.
Well, if it ever gets to that. If it does get to that, let's presume for the sake of this interview it does. You're talking about unscrambling an egg, but you'd have to get that through the Senate, which the Greens control.
Well, there are many ways to do it, and we want
You don't have to get it through the Senate?
We want the government to release their legislation, and then we'll respond specifically to that. But the principle is clear that we think that there is a better way than a $300 electricity tax.
No, I understand that, but I'm talking about repealing it now. Are you saying you could repeal it without having to get the numbers in the Senate?
There are many ways to put forward the alternative rather than to have the carbon tax. And I think what's happened now is that people have understood that a carbon tax, firstly, has no mandate. Secondly, it has direct human impact in terms of the costs. And so we don't believe it will get through. And if we have to deal with that at the next election, then we'll offer the alternative. And if people want to frustrate a mandate, which is express and clear and total, I would be surprised at that. And even then, there will be ways to deal with it. And so that's not a major issue as far as I'm concerned.
Can I just stop you there, Greg Hunt? You said then you don't believe this will get through. So you don't believe that the Gillard government will be able to get this carbon tax through anyway?
I think it will be increasingly difficult because there was the opposite of a mandate at the last election, and we would like the Prime Minister to take the system to an election. She expressly said, as the whole country now knows, I rule out a carbon tax and there will be no carbon tax under a government I lead. And that was done because the term allowed people to understand that they would pay high electricity prices, they would pay high petrol prices, and they would pay high gas prices. And there's been a great sense of betrayal, which has come through in the electorate, and of shock and of anger. And I think that will have a significant impact, and it will be very, very difficult
in the
end.
But at the moment, the Gillard government is promising to work with the Greens and other independents to get a price on carbon. Tony Abbott and the Coalition are saying if elected, they will roll that back. How quickly would you repeal it? Would it be the first act of an Abbott government?
Well, we haven't seen their legislation, so...
No, but you are promising to roll it back. I mean, that's a firm promise, I presume.
It is an absolutely critical promise.
So would that be the first act of an Abbott government? Is that the pledge?
I'll let the leader determine the date and timing of specific events, but I think it's critical to make the point that there is a choice here. There's a choice between an electricity tax and no electricity tax, a petrol tax and no petrol tax, and the job of the Parliament is to make or break taxes, and it will be, as you say, a referendum not just on this one tax, but on a pathology of building and creating taxes and therefore an economic model which is about extremely high taxation versus an economic model which is based on incentives. That's something we can deal with, and I'm confident about that. But we challenge the government today to release their legislation as well as to come clean with their costs if they don't agree that it's a starting price of $300 for electricity
but
and
Greg,
6.5 cents for petrol.
That's a meaningless challenge, isn't it? We know the government is still working in the multi-party committee to develop the details, and therefore I'm wondering why the coalition has decided that it would roll back the carbon price without first knowing all the detail. We don't know the price at which it will be set. We don't know even if each sector would be covered initially.
Well, we have a very clear view that there is a better way than what will ultimately be a $16 billion electricity and petrol tax. And that is the fundamental question. Is there only the one way of a $16 billion tax, which in human terms equates to the $300 and 6.5 cents a litre? And we believe, and interestingly, Canada, the United States, Japan, countries around the world are increasingly believing that there is a better way than a massive electricity tax. And the simple reason is electricity and petrol are essential services which people will continue to consume. And so if it's not changing their behaviour, all it is a tax. And therefore, you can focus directly on reducing emissions.
Talking of changing behaviour, Brad Page from the Energy Supply Association says the threat of scrapping the scheme could hit power supplies. He says uncertain greenhouse gas emissions policy adversely impacts on new energy supply decisions.
Well, that's why we want to offer complete certainty with an alternative system, which is all about focusing on emissions reduction. New South Wales has arguably the best incentive-based emissions reduction scheme in the world, and it's been highly effective. It's created certainty, and we look at the New South Wales model rather than the model which has just been rejected in Canada, the United States, Japan, and will continue to be rejected in those countries. In our view, there is no chance that the United States will adopt the electricity tax model and the petrol tax model. Just zero chance in the coming half decade and arguably a decade and beyond. And that is a very important question. Okay. Why have they rejected that system? And why are we now pushing ahead with the highest electricity taxes that the world is likely to face?
Greg Hunt, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Take care.
Greg Hunt is the Shadow Minister for Climate Change.